Unwrapped is back for a second season at the Sydney Opera House. They'll be featuring three productions, the multi-award-winning Split, a return of Post Ich Nibba Dibba, and one-off Sydney performance of Mojo Juju Native Tongue, as well as an informative performance and panel discussion on climate change. But first, we are chatting Split. It's a contemporary dance performance that explores tension, struggle, and pressure through synchronized dance, and it's performed by two of Australia's leading independent dancers, Lillian Stein and Melanie Lane. And Lillian joins us now in studio. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So I actually saw Split earlier this week. It's amazing work. It's not the first time you've done it. How did it all start?
Split was premiered in Melbourne in March 2017 for a contemporary dance festival called Dance Massive. So I guess it had its premiere there, and then since then we've had a few performance opportunities at Adelaide Festival earlier this year, at APAM, a performing arts market in Brisbane, we're about to head off on the rest of a big international tour after this. So lots of exciting performances.
Excellent. So it's choreographed by Lucy Guerin.
Yes.
How was it working with her on this project?
Yeah, it's really great. I've worked with Lucy since, I think, 2011, but this was the first time I was part of just a duet piece, which is quite a different experience, I guess, to working, with yourself and four or five other dancers. It was, I guess, a very intimate process. Normally, Lucy also allows sort of secondments or emerging dancers to come into the studio to learn from the process too, but this process was quite different. It was just the three of us in the room for about 8 weeks. It was really special in that way.
I mean, it's a really synchronized dance at the beginning. How was it kind of working through that, and kind of did you have much to input in how the dance was choreographed as well?
Definitely. It was one of those processes, I guess, where it was quite interesting because normally Lucy has quite a strong vision for the concept of the work, but with this project she just knew that she wanted to work with the two of us. So it was sort of a different entry point into process, and in that way we spent a lot of time just trying many, many ideas, both conceptual ideas and physical ideas, before kind of landing where the work landed.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, I guess Lucy was, of course, guiding the process, but at the same time was really asking Melanie and I to, I don't know, just bring something that maybe she wouldn't have thought of first, or I guess it was a process where the three parts were kind of coming together to mm-hmm. help her find the way that she wanted to guide the work eventually.
One of the really interesting things I thought was how you guys use the space. So basically you start off very heavily synchronized with very little movements with the really wide space, but then the space gets smaller and smaller and then the moves become much more wilder. What was the thinking process behind that?
I guess the shrinking of the space through these demarcation lines, speaking about many things, but there's kind of this increasing pressure on time and space, and in our contemporary life, this, pressure of shrinking resources, or Lucy also speaks about the way that as we grow older in this contemporary society, in a way, our vision comes closer and closer towards our own being. Mm. And so things that, you might originally start being very optimistic and ambitious about in an outward way start to sort of fall away, and you come back to yourself and your more intimate relationships with the close circle of people around you, and then of course within those pressures build as well as time goes on. So in a way this shrinking demarcation of the space is a reference to that, and there's some echo of that also in the movement or the energy of the movement that we're taking as we occupy smaller spaces in a smaller amount of time.
Yeah. The other thing is with the costuming, so Melanie is clothed and you're nude. What was the kind of reasoning behind that?
That was an interesting one. Often I feel in performative works, a costume concept like that comes quite early in the process, and then you work towards building the choreography around that. But in this work, it actually came very late. I'd say just, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before we premiered, Lucy kind of proposed this option. And I think in a way that's why it works, because the choreography was pretty much entirely made and the concept was still trying to find itself, but pretty much had something solid, and this became a layer that I guess was able to bring a particular kind of richness that would not have been able to be inbuilt had that decision come earlier. And I think the decision around it, well, I guess a lot of it is about, you know, also tying into the concepts of these two bodies acting or representing almost one body or one being, and this splitting of the internal and external perceptions we have of ourselves, or ways of projecting ourselves into the world, or the internal experience of yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's something that is quite visual, but it speaks to something much bigger, even in the way that all of a sudden there's a different kind of vulnerability to the body, or a different insight from the audience into what the bodies are experiencing on stage.
Well, it's a beautiful contemporary piece, and it's happening at Unwrapped at the Sydney Opera House. But Lillian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.